发现连接世界的入口。
Interesting story today.
发现英语学习的秘密。
Hello, everyone, 大家好。
十年英语教学，专业中外团队，听说读写练，全方位课程设计，经典口语，地道发音，最简语法，听力阅读。英语 PK 台，有趣的免费英语课，带你精雕细刻学英语。
第三个连读技巧叫 omission，
为每一个学英语的你打造的专属课堂。北京外语广播 FM 92.3，周一到周日5-2点晚10点，微信公众号英语 PK 台，每日课堂文本推送，全国听友直播互动，海量学习干货免费下载。
Welcome and enjoy the show。
攻克语言，连接世界，
学英语。靠自己，这里有良师，这里有益友，与懒惰分道扬镳，与学习相濡以沫。
Practice makes perfect. Let's go.
英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon and happy Mondays.
Hey guys, check out who's back.
Guess who's back.
Who's back? 2 weeks absent from the show. Then、
yeah.
we're welcome Judy backTo going for gold. 今天是我们的周一美文，Judy老师终于度假归来。
Yeah, I'm finally back, you guys. It's been ages.
Yeah, half a month. Two ages.
Two ages, indeed.
Two ages.
Nah, it's great to be back. I did miss Beijing, and I missed everyone here, and I missed my cat, and I missed the weather here, I missed the food here, so...
We all miss you too. We all miss you too. 今天的文章是我们之前就已经准备好的啊，为大家带来的一篇叫做 The Card by James Ross. 这位作者啊带来的一篇叫做 The Card, 父亲寄来的生日贺卡。
Yeah, today's story is about a card. And it's not necessarily like a normal birthday card. No, it's really...A birthday card with a bit of a double meaning.
James Ross 的一篇成长的小说啊，讲了一个什么故事呢？爸爸，父亲，在我3岁的时候呢，就离开家了。
Yeah.
离开家了，留下了母亲、姐姐和我相依为命。爸爸去哪儿了呢？
His dad just walked out. No one really knew where he was actually going, but he was just leaving.
Obviously, the father abandoned the family.
Yeah.
父亲呢抛弃了整个家庭。
Yeah, maybe the dad was like having too much pressure at work or too much like he was just done with the marriage or he just didn't really want to be a dad in the first place. You never know, right?
我们都不知道发生了什么。不过在10年后啊，也就是这位小男孩10岁的时候，意外地收到了父亲寄来的生日贺卡。里面有一首小诗 poem 和一句意味深长的话 a sentence with a meaning.
Yeah.Remember, no one's got you, your back.
No one's got your back. 这句话是什么意思？
Well, no one's got your back. That means there's no one who will actually really help you out in this world. There's no one who will really be there for you. They only just pretend. You have to do everything yourself. That's not a nice message.
No. I got your back. Got one's back 的意思呢，在英文的口语里是说支持某人 ,be supportive, help someone, 对某人来讲有帮助有支持照着某人我是不是不用担心 ,don't worry, I got your back. 一般来讲、yeah. 我们都是听到这样的 ,if you're gonna do a bungee jumping and you're afraid to do it, and your trainer would say, don't worry, I got your back.
Yeah, indeed. Like, if you say, don't worry, I got your back, that means that you will support a person, you will be there for a person, you will not, yeah, you will not just walk away when that person is in trouble, so to say. Just like you are with your friends or with your family.
True, 本来是很温馨的一句话、啊 mm-hmm. 本来是非常 supportive 的、
yeah.
很 encourage 的一句话但是在父亲的这段简讯当中呢这张卡片上写的确实告诉你说 No one's got your back.
Yeah, it's actually a bit mean. Remember, no one's got your back. Well, thanks, Dad.
他让一个十岁的孩子知道说孩子这世界上没人撑你
Yeah.
没人撑你所以到底这是个卡片是一个什么意思 后来呢，经历了一些比较纷繁的家庭的变故以后呢，小男孩在父亲的这句叮嘱当中呢，终于明白了生活的一些形式的准则是什么。
Yeah, it means that the dad actually means to that he wants to kind of like emphasize that his son takes responsibility for his own life because he himself could not.And he realizes that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
So actually, he did mean well with writing this, but it's a bit harsh, you know? Especially, like, who writes this to a 10-year-old?
因为父亲不在家嘛，父亲是一个 absent role, 是一个缺失的角色在家庭里。但是他又用了一种这样的方式去告诉他的孩子说 okay, guy,
you're now 10 years old, you can just do your own stuff.
对,你已经十岁了,你在这个家里是一个小小的男子汉了。So, you gotta understand that no one's got your back. Yeah, it seems like we've already told the story.
Well, this is not the only thing that happens in this story, of course.
好,接下来我们就和 Nick 老师一起,我们一起来读一读今天的这篇美文。
Let's read.
The card.
The Card by James Ross. The only thing I ever got off my old man was a birthday card when I was 10. He'd gone off when I was 3 andLeft me and Mom and my sister to fend for ourselves. Mom never talks about him, but my sister remembers him. What was Dad like? I asked. She looks at me through dark, sleepy eyes, pushes her hair back from her eyes. What? I said, what wasDad-like. She smiles at me, and I suss that I should ask her later when she's straight. Anyhow, the only thing I ever got from him was a birthday card when I was 10. It said, Happy birthday, Mikey. And then there was a verse inside the card that went, Now you're 10, and how you've grown.It really won't be long till you're a man and fully grown, with arms both big and strong. And on the front of the card was a picture, a cartoon, of a little boy driving a tractor. But I mean, how would he know I'd grown? To be honest, I was surprised he knew where I was. We moved so often.But the killer was at the bottom of the card, below the rhyme. He'd added, Remember, no one's got your back. XX Dad.
The only thing I ever got off my old man was a birthday card when I was 10.
这里的 got off 的意思就是说 I've ever
received
from. Get from.
Yeah, to get from, to get.Get off. It's a bit, this whole story is written in a sort of Koyu English.
Right.
So it's more spoken English than it is written English.
It's like a man telling his own story.
Exactly.
The only thing, 我从老爸那儿得到的唯一的一件东西呢，就是我十岁的时候，是一张生日贺卡。
Was a birthday card when I was 10. He'd gone off when I was 3 and left me and mom and my sister...To fend for ourselves.
Go off 又是个什么意思呢 Leave.
Yeah, to leave, to disappear, to just go out and not to return.
所以大家看到了吗我们的用词和人家的口语用词是完全不一样的。
No, definitely. But I mean, in Chinese, it's also like that, right?
是的 got off 是得到 go off 呢是离去。什么时候呢他在我三岁的时候啊就离开了 and left 我的妈妈My sister, 我的姐姐和我三个人呢 ,fend for life, fend for ourselves, 就是自己相依为命了。
Yeah, to fend for yourself, that means to take care of everything yourself, to pay for everything yourself, to fix everything yourself, not to ask help for help from anyone.
Yes, to take care of yourselves.
Yeah. Mom never talks about him, but my sister remembers him.
妈妈从来不谈论他，但是姐姐呢，remembers him, 好像还记得他。
What was that like? I ask.
爸爸长什么样呢? What was that like?
She looks at me through dark, sleepy eyes, pushes her hair back from her eyes. What? I said, what was that like?
她看着我的感觉是用一双非常 dark, 深邃的忧郁的。Sleepy 是睡眼惺忪的,像没睡醒一样。
Yeah, she's a very sleepy...person, so to say.
Pushes her hair back from her eyes. 就是把挡在眼前头发呢梳到后面去啊，就给他拨到后面去。然后问到一种语气就是说啊
Yeah, what?
What? 意思就是说谁
What did you say?
What was that like? 我的意思就是说爸爸是个什么样的人
She smiles at me.And I suss that I should ask her later when she's straight.
她这个时候是对我笑了一笑哈、啊、看见没睡醒、yeah. 所以我这个时候就意识到了 I suss, 就是 I realize.
Yeah, I realize, I understand.
啊我应该在她 when she's straight, 当她清醒的时候我再去问她这个问题。
Yeah, when she's sober, when she's like back to normal, so
yeah,
to say.
Actually back to normal, straight.清醒啊，可以这么用。She's straight. 她很直，直的意思就是头脑清醒了。
Anyhow, the only thing I ever got from him was a birthday card when I was 10.
反正不管怎么样吧，我从他那里得到的唯一的一件东西呢，就是我十岁时候的一张生日贺卡。
It said, Happy birthday, Mickey.
上面写着米奇，生日快乐。
And then,There was a verse inside the card that went,
huh, 同时里面还有一首小小的诗 here, verse, V-E-R-S-E.
Yeah, what is the difference between a verse and a poem? Do you know that?
No.
Well, a poem that doesn't necessarily have to rhyme. Like a poem can be just pretty words, you know, like fixed together. But a verse that always has to rhyme. Every sentence has to rhyme. Every end of a sentence.
Got it. 一般的 poem 呢可能是指一般的诗歌了啊、
yeah.
但是 verse 的话在诗歌的基础上呢是必须要进行押韵的。所以 verse 在他的那个贺卡里还附着一首小诗。
Now you're 10 and how you've grown.
现在你十岁了啊，已经是个大孩子了，长大了， you've grown.
It really won't be long.
真的用不了太久。
Till you're a man and fully grown.
你就会长成一个成熟的男子汉。Fully grown. 完全长大成熟了。
With arms both big and strong.
臂膀呢会更加宽大，也会更加的强壮。
And on the front of the card was a picture, a cartoon.
Front of the card, 贺卡的正面呢是一张图片。实际上是一张 cartoon, 卡通图片了。
Of a little boy driving a tractor.
是一个小男孩正在开着一辆 tractor, 拖拉机。
But, I mean, how would he know I'd grown?
对于小男孩来说他会觉得
Yeah, this is weird. What a weird card is this?
就是爸爸怎么会知道我长大了呢?
To be honest, I was surprised he knew where I was.
说实话我也非常惊讶他是不是知道我在什么地方住啊。
We moved so often.
我们是经常搬家的。
But the killer was at the bottom of the card, below the rhyme. He'd added,
"Hey, the killer, killer." 这里就是说最厉害的一招。
Yeah, the most powerful, strongest sentence of that whole card was.
这个整个的贺卡里面哈，最厉害的、最戳人的一句话呢，就是在贺卡的底部小诗上面加上了这么一句话。他说
，Remember, no one's got your back.
记得，没有人为你撑腰。No one's got your back. 没人为你撑腰。
XX dad.
这个 XX 是什么意思
?Kisses.
Kisses, right. 爱你的爸爸。爱你的爸爸。
I'd studied this card on more than one occasion, trying to work out some depth to what he was telling me. Laura, what was Dad like? 3 hours later, and she was up. The dutiful daughter. She looked up a little, thought about my question for a second or two. Then she said, I love him, still. Well, I hate him. What was he like, though? And she said, stern. Stern, huh? I don't mean strict, more like serious, like you, a bit, but smarter, taller, and better looking. She then laughed. Dry the dishes, she said. It's funny, I learn a lot from my sister, mainly don't do drugs, which I should have written in capital letters instead of italics, but never mind. The thing is, when she's not high, she's the core of our family, the strength, believe it or not. Then there's me, 15, bright, got a future, they tell me. Though I haven't, and I'll tell you about that later. And then there's my mom, honest and working and sensible, though not in her choice of boyfriends or anything. And then there's Laura, 19 and a junkie, but she holds the family together.
I studied this card on more than one occasion, trying to work out some depth in what he was telling me.
那个时候才十岁啊，所以呢，我要研究这张卡片。Study this card.
Yeah, he was confused with this card. Like, he was...Like, why does my dad send me this card?
Yeah, on more than one occasion. 在不止一种情况下呢，我无数次研究过这张贺卡了。Trying to work out. Work out 是试图弄清楚。Some depth. 一些深度啊。
Yeah.
这个话里面有些什么深度，到底他想告诉我什么呢？
Yeah, so he was looking at the card, very 深刻。
深刻的。
Yeah, he was very, like, very deep.
所以他还得去问他的姐姐。
Laura, what was Dad like?
劳拉，爸爸是一种什么样的人呢？
3 hours later, and she was up.
3小时以后，她终于是 up 就起来了哈。
The dutiful daughter. She looked up a little.
The dutiful daughter 恢复了她正常的样子，是一个什么懂事的女儿的形象。
Yeah, if you're dutiful, you have a lot of responsibility feeling. You really feel like you should do what you're supposed to do.
She looked up a little, 抬起头来稍微看了一两秒钟， thought about my question for a second or two.
Then said, I love him still.
I love him still.
Yeah.I still like my dad.
Yeah, 我还是很爱我的父亲。Well?
Well, I hate him.
但是我恨他。
What was he like, though?
那他是一个什么样的人呢? He like, 他的样子是个什么样的人呢?是个什么样性格的人呢?
And she said, stern.
哦,这个词 S-T-E-R-N, 严肃的。
Yeah, a bit strict. Stern, huh?
哦,严厉是吧?
I don't mean strict, more like...Serious, like you, a bit, but smarter, taller, and better looking.
啊，说爸爸呢，我的意思不是说严格 ，strict, more like a serious,、
yeah.
更像是严肃。哎，但是跟你有点像哦 ，like you a bit, 但是比你 smarter, 更聪明 ，taller, 更高大 ，and
better looking,
比你更帅。
Then she laughed. Try the dishes.She said,
然后他就大笑了起来，命令我的说，快点把盘子擦干净。
It's funny, I learn a lot from my sister. Mainly, don't do drugs.
其实也很有趣啊，我从姐姐身上呢也学到了很多的东西，主要是什么呀，别碰毒品。 Don't do drugs.
Yeah, so you can guess what Laura's problem actually was.
对了，实际上你也能感觉到她姐姐有个什么样的问题了。
Which I should have written in capital letters instead of italics.
这个句话有点意思。Should have written in capital letters. 我应该 叫用大写的字母写下来。
Yeah, if you read the story, then he did not write it in capital letters, in big letters.、
Mm.
He only wrote it like in normal letters, in italics.
Italics 就是平常的字母。
Yeah. Usually when you really want to emphasize something,、mm. you write it in big letters.
啊、oh, 如果你想强调什么事情的话你会说 write in capital letters, in big letters.
Yeah.
就是说呢嗯也许我应该为这件事情或者是我应该大书特书才对。
But never mind.
不过没关系啦。
The thing is,
关键是
when she's not high, she is the core of our family.
Woohoo, here is the word, high.
Yeah, when you are high, you are under the influence of drugs.
对了，这个 high 指的是吸毒以后的那种，嗯哼、yeah. ，high 的那个状态啊，毒瘾发作的时候那个，不，就是吸毒过后的那个 high 的状态。所以说 ，when she is not high, 当她不吸毒的时候呢，她是我们家的主心骨 ，core of our family.
The strength, believe it or not.
嗯哼 ，the strength， 同时也是我们家的那个实力啊。不管你信不信吧。
Then, there's me.
然后说说我自己吧。
15.
15岁。
Bright.
聪明。
Got a future.
未来可期。
They tell me.
是他们告诉我的。
Though, I haven't. And I'll tell you about that later.
尽管我之前也没有哈，也没有提到，但是我之后呢会好好的来说这件事情。
And then, there's my mom.
然后就是我妈妈了。
Honest.
为人还是比较诚实。
And working.
从事普通的工作吧。
And sensible.
Sensible. Like.
Very wise, very, smart.
聪明还是比较聪明的。Though.
Not in her choice of boyfriends or anything.
但是呢在她选择男朋友这件事情上面或其他什么事情的上面她是不聪明的。
And then, there's Laura.19.
然后就是姐姐咯 ,19 岁。
And a junkie.
Oh, no, junkie. Junkie 的意思就是说
addicted to drugs.
Yes, drug addicted. 叫做
junkie.
瘾君子。
But she holds the family together.
但无论如何是她把我们的家庭啊整个的连结在一起凝聚在一起团结在一起。She holds the family together.
So maybe I should stop describing my life.
也许我应该停止描述我的生活了哈。
Start showing what happens instead.
对，只是说一说 ，showing 一下，只是 talk about what happens instead. 不说生活状况了，咱们来说说具体发生的事儿吧。
But I will get to that bit in a bit, so to speak.
Get to that, 谈到那件事情 ，bit in a bit.
Yeah. So bit has two meanings here.I'll get to that bit is I will get to that part of my story. So bit can be a part of something.
Oh.
And then in a bit, if something happens in a bit, then something happens very soon.
Yes. Get to that bit 等于 get to that part. 我会谈到那些事情那些部分。后面的 in a bit 的意思是一点一点的慢慢的一点点的切入主题。So,
Okay, so, mom, my mother, she is 37 years old.
好,先说妈妈吧。妈妈今年呢37岁。
And she's a flake.
F-L-A-K-E.
Yeah, if you're a flake, then you're a little bit stupid. Then you're not so smart.
怎么说呢?啊。
Who says that about his mom?
谁会说妈妈是一个废物呢?
Yeah.
A flake. A total
dribble.
Dribble.Dribble, D-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Yeah, someone who is a dribble is also really just, yeah, stupid.
Weird.
Weird. Strange.
奇怪啊，又古怪又蠢。
They should do a reality TV show on my mom.
他们应该啊，邀请我妈妈去参加一些什么真人秀之类的 reality TV show.
How not to?
节目的名字就应该叫做如何能够做到不怎么怎么样 like
How not to bring up your children?
如何做到不抚养你的孩子们
How not to save for the future?
如何做到不为未来做储蓄
How not to get a good job?
如何找不到一份好工作
How not to attract a nice boyfriend.
如何找不到一个好男友。所以说在他看来他妈妈就是一个 loser.
Yeah, he really doesn't like his mom that much, but he's 15, he's in puberty, and he's poor, and he thinks, oh, the whole world is against me, so...I think for many people of 15, it might be recognizable somewhat.
其实 that makes sense.
Yeah.
因为 later, 我们会发现她妈妈的生活确实是有一些问题。
Definitely.
She did once attract a nice boyfriend, that is. And I've read all the women's magazines she buys, and I knew from the start it wasn't going to last. From the moment she said to me, he's kind...thoughtful, good-looking, he's got a good job, Pete, and a lovely car. A bloody good car, since you ask. You didn't, but you would have, which also means money, cool, German, cool, and much more. But anyways, as she's telling me all of this, I'm thinking, yeah, but Mom, you're going to jack Peter in and tell me,There's no spark, which translates as, you think that love equals pain and affection means distress, and you think that being nice is the equivalent of being invisible, which it kind of is. So just be honest, please. So as predicted, Pete went the journey, and in moved Mark.15 years younger than mom. What a toss pot. What a racket.
其实我们应该觉得这篇文章读起来很轻松，因为它基本上是用口语和叙述的方式在写的。
Yeah, definitely. He's very relaxed in his way of writing,and he's also very relaxed in, like, just explaining how it was.
就好像我们坐在这里，然后给我讲一讲你的家庭故事、家庭经历一样。
Yeah.Exactly.
一点也不像以前我们的写的读的作家那些比较文绉绉的一些文笔。这个如此的随意口语很好懂，难词也不多。好。
She did once.
啊，妈妈确实是做过一次蠢事啊。
Attract a nice boyfriend.
哦，就是说还是吸引到了一个比较好的男朋友 ,a nice boyfriend.
That is.
那仅此而已了。That is, just once.
And I've read all the women's magazines she buys, and I knew from the start it wasn't going to last.
有趣的是哈，我读过了妈妈所购买的所有的女性杂志。
Yeah, so he's basically reading all his mom's magazines because he's bored or something.
然后他说，我知道啊，我打一开始我就知道他们的关系 it wasn't going to last.我就知道关系不会持久的。
Yeah, doesn't have any future.
他肯定是读那些女性杂志，然后里面有些什么什么 how to do column.
Yeah, or some like article written, how do you know if he's Mr. Right or something like that.
他读过女性杂志嘛，所以他也都知道了啊，这种关系我看一眼我就知道不会长久的。
From the moment she said to me, he's kind, thoughtful, good looking, he's got a good job, Pete.And a lovely car.
Huh, 从那一瞬间啊，就那个瞬间，从他开始跟我描述对方是什么样的人那一瞬间，我就知道了。他是怎么说的呢？ He's kind. 他很善良。
Thoughtful.
很体贴。
Good looking.
长得还挺好看的。
He's got a good job.
还有一份好工作。
Pete.
名字叫做 Pete.
And a lovely car.
Wow, 还有一辆很好的汽车。
A bloody good car, since you ask. You didn't, but you would have.
这里很有趣啊，自问自答啊，说什么呢？哎，一辆相当不错的，这个 bloody good 是形容词
,very much. Very, very good car.
Very good car, 非常不错的车。那你，因为你问我了嘛，什么你没有问吗？但是你应该问的，这是他和 reader 之间的一个 interaction.
This is his dialogue with the reader, yes.
Yes, you didn't?But you would have. 你真的应该问我这辆车好不好。
Which also means money.
对，这就意味着他很有钱。
Cool.
Cool 毙了。
German.
还是个德国人。
Cool.
Cool 毙了。
And much more.
And 还有很多很多的优点。
But anyway, as she's telling me all this, I'm thinking, yeah, but mom, You're going to Jack Pete in and tell me there was no spark, which translates as you think that love equals pain and affection means distress. And you think that being nice is the equivalent of being invisible.
Ooh, 这段话有点难哦。
Yeah, but this is a bit difficult.
有点难。
But very, very deep.
很深刻哈。Anyway, 无论如何 as she's telling me all this, 当她告诉我这一切的时候我心里想的却是 Yeah, but mom, 是挺好的但是妈妈 you're going to
Jack Pete in.
什么叫 jack somebody in?
Well, if you jack someone in, you break up with him or her.
Ah, see, 就是 break up 的意思，就是放弃某人和某人分手哈。然后你要跟皮特分手，然后告诉我说
，There was no spark.
There was no spark. 就是两人不来电，没有火花。
Yeah, there was no energy anymore. There was no
chemicals
passion,
anymore.
No chemistry. No, yeah, no chemicals. Indeed, there was nothing that made them like really a good couple.
当他说这句话的时候 which translate as 可以翻译为
You think that love equals pain.
小朋友懂得还挺多的。当你告诉我这些的时候呢，我的理解是。你认为 love 等于痛苦，爱等于痛苦。
And affection means distress.
Affection 就是感情，意味着 distress, 意味着悲痛。
And you think that being nice is the equivalent of being invisible.
你认为善待他人 being nice is equivalent of something, 等于 something, 等于 being invisible, 等于让别人看不见等于失去自我。
Yeah, it's, you think that it's the same as being invisible. You think that being invisible and being nice is the same thing, which is of course not the case. But he says, which it kind of is.
那到底是哪种情况呢？你们的关系是？
Yeah, it's kind of like this. There is no spark. So just be honest.
所以拜托哈，诚实一点好不好？
Please. So, as predicted,
那就像我所预料的那样
Pete went the journey.
Oh, went the journey, 就是说
Pete got dumped. The mom broke up with Pete.
Pete 就走了，就离开了，就上路了，就出门了。
Mm-hmm. And in moved Mark.
嘿，接下来搬进屋的是一个叫做马克的家伙。
15 years younger than mom.
可比妈妈年轻15岁哦。
Whoa. What a tosspot. What a racket.
好，这两个词我们可没见过，但是可以学习一下。Tosspot. T-O-S-S-P-O-T.
Tosspot is a bit of a bad word. You should, like,
really?
You should not really say that to someone, but it means idiot. Stupid person.
哦，那 racket?
Racket means noise. It means that Mark was very noisy.
啊，反正感觉不是好人呐！啊，一个过着花天酒地生活的醉汉，同时也是，反正他看不惯，他觉得蠢
，Yeah，
傻。
He thought that this guy was just an idiot who did not deserve his mother.
对呀，一般来讲，小孩子对自己的，比如说 stepfather, stepmother, 都
会
比较的敏感。
Yeah, they're always a bit sensitive. They're always a bit skeptical about if this person is right or not.
对。那他妈妈跟 Mark 相处的又好不好呢?
Yeah, kind of good.
Let's
read.
It was embarrassing. It was the crime that no parent should inflict upon their children. I was 12, which made Laura 16. She'd just failed her exams and was working, very content, regular money, dreaming about her own flat.Boyfriend, and when Mark made a play for Laura one afternoon, she screamed the place down and Mom came dashing down the stairs and slapped Laura to shut her up and then slapped her again when she heard what she was accusing Mark of doing. I'm not tough, really. I'm not. And I'm not pretending to be not tough so you'll think that really I secretly am tough either. I'm just not.So when Mom took his side against Laura, I just went and sat on the front step and listened to them row. I sat on the step of our front door watching the seagulls wheel and fly and sail on the wind. I wish I could do that. I'm digressing here, but I can't remember what else happened, except I know how it ended. The next morning, I waited until Mark went out, and then I used Mom's phone to call the police and grasp Mark for the 20 grams of cocaine he had stashed under the stairs.
It was embarrassing.
非常非常令人的尴尬。Embarrassing.
It was the crime that no parent should inflict upon their children.
为什么呢？为什么说是一种犯罪的行径呢？是一个 crime。
He doesn't like Mark at all, so he really doesn't want Mark to live in the same house as he does. So he thinks his mom really commits a crime with doing so.
他认为他妈妈呀，把这个叫马克的家伙安置在家里，简直就跟犯罪是没有区别。It was the crime that no parent should inflict upon their children.父母都不应该把这样的罪行啊叫 inflict upon, 强加到孩子的身上 right? Inflict.
Yeah, to inflict upon someone means to do something to someone.、
Mm. Do something to
something
someone.
Something bad is something bad.
Something bad. Do、yeah. something bad to someone.
Yeah.
好。简直是太尴尬了。父母不应该把这样的罪行呢强加到孩子身上。
I was 12.Which made Laura 16.
当时我已经12岁了。劳拉呢是16岁。
She just failed her exams and was working.
16 years old.
Yeah.
Middle school.
Yeah. She was middle school and she failed her exams. She failed her 考试。
考试考砸了。
Yeah.
没过关。And was working. 没办法就开始工作了。
Very content.
Very content.
She was very happy. She、oh, was very content.
Content 是满足的意思。
Yeah.
嗯，她对她对自己的生活还挺满意的。
Regular money.
Regular money 怎么说呢？就是比较。
That means that you have a stable income. That means that you get money like every month or regularly every 2 weeks.
啊，就是有固定的收入了。
Yeah. Dreaming.About her own flat.
甚至已经开始在梦想着能够拥有自己的公寓了。
Boyfriend.
Or 男朋友。
And when Mark made a play for Laura one afternoon, she screamed the place down, and Mom came dashing downstairs and slapped Laura to shut her up, and then slapped her again when she heard what she was accusing Mark of doing.
戏剧化的一幕发生了。啊，非常戏剧化而可怕的一幕发生了。
Yeah, very, very scary.
我们必须要理解这个短语叫什么 ？Made a play for somebody.
Yeah, he was flirting with her. He、mm. wanted to seduce her. He wanted to, you know, be like together with her suddenly instead of with his mom.
Made a play 的意思是什么？是调戏某人。
Yeah.
是戏弄某人，是骚扰某人。
Yeah.
对 ，She made a play for he made a play for Laura one afternoon. 事情就发生在有一天下午。好，这个马克呢正在骚扰劳拉了。
And she screamed the place down.
Scream the place down 的意思是大声的尖叫了起来，叫到整个屋子里都。
Yeah, so she started screaming.
哎，对，就是叫到整个屋子都要塌了哈，就大声的尖叫了起来。And mom, 这个时候妈妈呢是。
Came dashing downstairs.
好 ，dash 这个单词我们学过，像离弦的箭一般冲到什么地方
？Yeah, 它是 run to rush.
对，它是冲到了楼下。这个时候非常奇怪，他竟然扇了劳拉一巴掌。
Yeah, she slapped Laura to shut her up.
然后让她住嘴。
And then slapped her again when she heard what she was accusing Mark of doing.
然后又扇了她一巴掌，当她听到劳拉在 accusing Mark of doing。在指控马克的那些恶劣的行径的时候，又扇了他一嘴巴。
Yeah.
他妈妈、
really、bad. Like his mom was probably didn't want to know, but I mean, this Mark guy is 15 years younger than the mother, right? So he's probably Laura's age, actually. So
it's about 25. He's、yes. about 25. Laura is 15.
He's the mother is 37. So 32. Yeah, he's 22. So, yeah, that's a bit in like her age category, sort of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
But mom is supposed to protect her daughter, right?
Yeah, but I guess she kind of forgot that or something.
在这种情况下，母亲不仅没有保护劳拉，反而还扇了她两巴掌，让她住嘴。
I'm not tough, really, I'm not.
小弟弟这个时候说呀，说我自己呢，其实不是一个强硬的人 ，a tough guy, 一个不好对付的人。No, I'm not. I'm really not.
And I'm not pretending not to be not. Wait, sorry, this sentence is a bit difficult, so I have to say it right. And I'm not pretending to be not tough, so you'll think that really I secretly am tough either.
这句话的意思就是说呢，我也不会假装不强硬啊，我也不会假装我就是个小糯米之类的。So, you'll think that really I secretly am tough either. 所以你会认为我背地里呢，也真的是很强硬的那种。但是
，I'm just not.
我真的不是一个强硬的人，我也不会假装不强硬。我不是，我这种不强硬不是我装出来的，是我真的不强硬。
So.When mom took his side against Laura.
好，这里 take side 就是站队了，是不是？站在哪儿呢？站在劳拉的对立面了。Mom took took his side against Laura.
I just went and sat on the front step and listened to them row.
看，我这个时候呢，也只是走开了，然后呢，坐在 sat on the front step， 坐在台阶上
，just listen to them.Row.
R-O-U-W.
Yeah. To row is to fight with. Like, if you have a row with someone, or if you row with someone, you quarrel, you pick a fight with someone, you have an argument with someone.
对，就是说听着他们的争吵，我也没有说怎么样。
I sat on the step of our front door, watching the seagulls wheel and fly and sail on the wind.
我只是坐在家门前。啊，自由地看着海鸥在风中盘旋飞翔，然后飞向远方。
I wished I could do that.
我也希望像他们一样啊，在空中自由地飞来飞去吧。
I'm digressing here.
哦，有点跑题了。Digressing.
Digress. Digress is a beautiful word, I think. It's a word that you can use to say, oh, I am like changing the subject now. I am digressing here.But I can't remember what else happened.
但是我也想不起来，除此以外还发生了些什么呀
？Except I know how it ended.
我只记得那件事情是如何结束的。
The next morning,
第二天早上
，I waited until Mark went out.
我一直等到马克出门以后
，and then I used Mom's phone to call the police.
我用妈妈的电话报了警
，and grass Mark.For the 20 grams of cocaine he had stashed under the stairs.
告诉了警察，马克在楼梯下藏了20克可卡因的这个秘密。Grassed somebody.
Yeah, to grass, to arrest, to, yeah. If you are a police officer, you can grass someone, you can arrest someone.
逮捕啊，捉获。
It was embarrassing.
Bingo.
It was the job done. Like I say.I'm not tough, but I don't need to be when there's 5 policemen and a German shepherd dog breaking down the door and dragging Mark screaming down the path and into a van. Anyhow, this card I got from my dad, it said, remember, no one's got your back. Like this was some piece of information I'd known but had forgotten, or like I already had askedsomebody to get my back and then discovered they hadn't got it or something. I mean, come on, Dad. I don't know who you are or where you are or what you do or anything, but come on, be a dad for a minute. For as long as it takes not to write that sentence. I was 10 years old, for Christ's sakes. Write, I miss you, orWe'll meet up when you're older, or stick in at school. In fact, here's an idea. Don't send me a card. Go on, unsend it. But the funny thing is, that card with a stupid picture and a deranged verse it might have been, but he was right. No one's got your back.
Bingo. Job done.
成功了，任务完成了。
Like I say,
就像我说的那样。
I am not tough.
我不是个强硬的人。
But I don't need to be when there's 5 policemen and a German shepherd dog breaking down the door and dragging Mark screaming down the path and into a van.
有警察在呢，我强硬什么呢？
Yeah.
我不需要强硬，是不是？
So he actually made it happen that Mark got out of the house forever.
是他的这个报警的这件事情让警察把马克给抓走了。所以呢，就彻底驱赶了这个人啊！我也不需要强硬啊。When there is 5 policemen, 有五名警察和一条德国的牧羊犬 breaking down the door, 破门而入 dragging Mark, screaming down the path, 这次是换了马克，一路尖叫着，也进入了一辆警车 and into a van, van 就是一辆警车了。
Yeah, so Mark obviously really didn't want to go with him, with them, but yeah, he's arrested, so what can he do?
吸毒嘛，这一时半会儿也回不来了、
mm-hmm.
啊。
Anyhow, this card I got from my dad, it said, remember, no one's got your back.
无论如何，我们再来想想啊，这张从父亲那里得到的生日贺卡。
Like,
它上面写到说，记住，没有人为你撑腰。
Like, this was some piece of information I'd known, but had forgotten.
这就像是一条我早已经知道 I'd known, but had forgotten, 但是已经忘记的一条信息了 piece of information.
Or like I already had asked someone to get my back, and then discovered they hadn't got it, or something.
而且就像是好像我已经 already had asked someone to get my back.好像我已经要求说某人要给我撑腰了，但是 then discovered 我发现这个人根本做不到 they hadn't got it or something I mean
come on dad
对等等等等诸如此类的吧我想说的是拜托老爸
I don't know who you are
我不知道您是谁
or where you are
也不知道您在什么地方
or what you doOr anything.
或者您是做什么的等等等等我都一无所知。
But come on.
但是拜托拜托。
Be a dad for a minute.
哪怕一分钟呢 ,be a dad. 就是说尽一个做父亲的责任吧
yeah,
哪怕一分钟。
Just be a dad for once, just be nice. For as long as it takes not to write that sentence. I was 10 years old for Christ's sake.
Or for as long as, 只要It yeah. takes not.
Yeah, like just think about how long it takes to not write that sentence. So he says just you shouldn't have wrote that sentence.
对你只要不要在贺卡上给我写那样的一句话就行了因为那句话听上去就是特别残酷。
Yeah.
Like you have to, son, you have to face a cruel world or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you have to, yeah, meet the cruel reality or something.
所以说 yeah, 他就请求到说 I was 10 years old for Christ's sake, 啊看在上帝的份上我当时是十岁 right?
Yeah. Right, I miss you. Or, we'll meet up when you're older. Or, stick in at school.
对呀、啊、爸爸您完全可以在上边写一些别的东西嘛。你比如说写一个 I miss you, or,
Just something normal, something
nice.
Like, yeah, something nice, like we'll meet up when you're older.
Something warm, something nice, something comfortable. Something
stick in at school, 加油 at school.
对呀、啊、or 或者是说 we will meet up, 我们会见面的 when you are older, 当你长大再大一些我们会见面的 or stick in 就是坚持好你的学业 stick in at school.
In fact, here's an idea.
对事实上我还有一个这样的想法。
Don't send me a card.
干脆您就别给我寄贺卡。
Go on, unsend it.
对就这样别给我寄贺卡卡都不要寄。
But the funny thing is,
但是有趣的事情是啊
daft card with a stupid picture and a deranged verse it might have been.
这个 daft card 是
Yeah, daft is like stupid. Like really stupid.
事情有趣的事情却是我竟然收到的是一张有一个愚蠢的图片一首
deranged verse.
Deranged.
Yeah, so something deranged is somethingThat completely makes no sense at all.
疯狂的小诗和一个愚蠢的生日贺卡，这才是我接到的现实。
But he was right.
但是，无论怎么说呢，父亲是对的。
No one's got your back.
没人为你撑腰。这就是小朋友最终认识到的一个现实，在他们家的这种情形之下，除了他help himself 之外 no one's got your back.
Yeah, looking at the situation he is living in, he really has the feeling he has to do everything by himself. And hey, he wouldn't be the only one out here who has that feeling, right? Like, especially in these circumstances where he's living in. I mean, his mom having all these stupid boyfriends and his sister like being a junkie, basically.That's kind of problematic family, not having a dad too. Like, usually, like what happens with abandoned children is exactly what happens to abandoned pets. They get mad, they get confused, they're like just seriously hurt, you know? Even at a very young age, they get really hurt. So, yeah, like his dad was basically telling him, like, don't make the same mistake that I have made by not facing your responsibilities.
对，这个父亲呢也是哈，也是深感惭愧自己没有做到做父亲的责任，
yeah.
所以希望他的孩子呢能够成长为一个有责任感的小小的男子汉。
Yeah, so I mean, who knows? Maybe the dad left because he always thought that someone has got his back, but actually no one had. So that's why he had to leave. You never know, right?
这个故事告诉了我们什么呢？就是生活当中呢，依赖心是每个人都有的。但是。你要认识到在你的生活中在你的人生当中靠天天会倒靠水水会流靠庙庙会塌靠神神会跑所以说靠自己呢只有靠自己永远靠得牢是不是
Exactly. I mean, of course, you always have those people who are always lucky or who are always unlucky. But if you know of yourself, like if you are like either a person who is always lucky or always unlucky, that doesn't mean you don't have to take responsibility.For anything that happens to you.
每个人都要为自己的生活负责任。别人的那个副驾驶再好也比不过你能够稳稳地掌握自己的方向盘是不是、靠天靠地靠爹靠娘能靠到什么时候最终还得靠自己。
Yeah, so it's indeed in this way the dad is teaching him a dad lesson, so to say. Actually, in Dutch we have an expression,it is like the more you scold at someone, the more you love that person. So the more you're being tough and harsh against someone, the more you love that person. And that sounds a bit weird, I know, but sometimes it can be true, and especially in these cases, I think.
其实真正的爱呢都是比较严厉的、
mm-hmm.
都是严厉的就是提前告诉你这个社会是什么样子、
yeah.
让你能够承担起自己肩头的责任。父亲用这句话告诉自己的孩子，一切的依靠都是短暂的和脆弱的，你也别想着谁来给你撑腰、
yeah.
别依靠着谁能帮你解决你的困境。 Nobody's, no one's got your back.
Yeah, and also of course with this story the writer also wants to kind of address and emphasize the fact that drugs break more things than only yourself.
对
Like、that sister like being addicted to drugs reallykind of destroys the family. He's obviously being very sarcastic, saying, oh, Laura, she's the strength of her family. Well, actually, of course not. She's like mainly the one who's like stirring everything up and makes everything break. And well, the mother is like dealing with junkies all the time. So it's also not a stable environment. So he kind of uses this story too to emphasize this. Look, don't use drugs to escape from your problems. Take responsibility yourself.
无论何种情况下都要记得哈 God help those who help themselves.
Also that.
天助自助者。这也是这篇文章给我们带来的人生的一课。好了感谢大家收听今天的节目谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you for listening.
我们下周见。
See you next week.
But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you're five. letterbox just for wishes and dreams that had never